Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Mr. Trendsident, Tear Up This Ass, or Tear Down This Wall.
What did he say, tear off my balls?
Tear off my balls.
Tear off my balls.
I forget who that tweet was from.
That was
so many
school.
Good variations. Yeah, that was one of the original tweets we've been enjoying.
Loving that one.
Uh-huh. I'm Jack. That's Miles. These are some things that are trending as we head into the weekend. Speaking of the weekend, did you see that video of him? This is not on our list, but did you see the video of him where he like removed the bandages that he's been wearing on his face and he looks like he got a lot of plastic surgery, but then supposedly it's like part of the bit?
Wait, the Abel Tesfaye?
Yeah.
The weekend?
Yeah, look up the picture. It's very strange. He looks like he got to MJing his face, and then but then they're saying that it's like part of, you know how he's been like showing up with looking like he got beat up, and then he's been showing up with bandages on his face. It's like part of his performance art.
Oh, so this is, they're just prosthetics.
I believe so.
Yeah, okay, I see. Oh, it's for a video. Well, cool. You're a character actor now.
Yeah.
I love this one comparison. They say he looked like when Dorian puts the mask on in The Mask.
Yeah.
Or handsome Squidward. So, you take your pick.
Let's talk about, speaking of daddy, handsome Squidward, let's talk about Daddy Hat Girl.
The hat daddy.
So, the thing we keep coming up against this week, for me, the theme of this week is that everyone is the hero of their own narrative, other than white supremacy. Everyone is the hero of their own narrative. Everyone thinks their behavior is somewhere between sympathetic and righteous. And Daddy Hat Girl put a bow on it with her interview with Gayle. Gayle King walked her into just, you know, her account of an interaction she had where she assaulted a 14-year-old black child because she thought he had stolen her phone. Her phone was actually left in an Uber. He was just holding his own phone, and she tackled him. And it's just a wild interview. She's called Daddy Hat Girl because she's wearing a baseball cap that says Daddy on it. Well, just her defense against racism is that she's 22. And at one point, she just snatches the air and says, "All right, Gail, enough." And like, yeah, kind of does the...
Speaking to a black woman who's talking to you about your racist attack, I don't think she even said the word black at all.
No.
From this whatever, I'm not going to say her name because who gives a fuck, Daddy Hat. But that moment when she says enough, even if when you watch the clip, her lawyer's like, "Oh my God,
stop." I think she was. I mean, I'll play stop.
It just because the way this shit is like so infuriating.
All right, Gail, enough. The hotel did have my phone.
No, stop, stop. That's my favorite part. Okay, no, Gail, stop. Enough. No, stop, stop.
Gail, enough. The hotel no, did stop, have my stop. Phone.
No, stop. And she's like, "Fuck, I can't take this motherfucker. I can't represent this motherfucker in court."
Apparently,
okay,
Gail,
Your Honor, enough.
After they cut back to Gail in the studio, she was like, "Yeah, you know, people are talking about the daddy hat. Her lawyer was trying to tell her not to wear that hat. During the interview, her lawyer was trying to, you know, give her advice, and she was not having it."
Yo, that's so funny. There's this one tweet somebody put up that said, "Mike Pence in his interview with Gayle King next week," and it's him wearing a hat that says "Mommy."
Oh my God.
So, yeah. And then when she turned herself in, she resisted arrest or some shit, too.
Yeah, yeah. So the NYPD went out to California, arrested her, like, and she resisted arrest, had to be pulled out of her car. So
what are you doing? Who are you? What, I assaulted a child in a hate crime? What the fuck?
Another trend we're seeing is the internet kind of going to work, identifying the people who stormed the Capitol.
Yeah.
And
these snitch threads are wild.
Yeah.
They are. I don't know what, you know, credit to the internet because It's just like, I'm always amazed, even like at Zeitgang. Like, y'all do everything. I feel like if I need a plumber, if I say, "Yo, I need help, how do I raise a competition gerbil?" Somebody's gonna come through with the fucking details. You know what I mean? Like, I just know it's just diverse, and the internet is amazing, and that's like one of the amazing things. And there are people who are sort of crowdsourcing, putting up pictures of, like, especially like the paramilitary people who were going into the Capitol with like flex ties and things like that, like that were indicating they were probably there to take hostages. Mm-hmm. You know, being like, "What's this badge? Where do they sell this hat? What's this camo? Where do you buy it?" And people are like in it, like, da, 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 like it fills out so quick. And even like, and on some of them, they're like, "I think I have enough to identify this person, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say anything because obviously these are just allegations, but I feel like based on the information we have, it's interesting to see how quickly people are just equally incensed and trying to contribute, even if they're, you know, maybe they're a million miles away, but they're like, "Oh, I know that tactical holster." That's
right.
That. And then it comes in, and these are all little pieces, but.
I remember when the Boston Marathon bombing, that like Reddit was throwing out wild accusations. It seems like the internet has gotten better at.
I think it depends on the venue. You know what I mean? Like a Twitter, like a Reddit thread gone wild is, you never know. Yeah. And same with Twitter, too. That's why, like, everything's, this is not gospel truth, but clearly when someone, like, at a very minimal point, would be like, "That patch is a Tennessee Blue Lives Matter patch." Like, then, yeah, you can't really argue with that. So now you say, okay, so this person's probably from Tennessee.
Right.
And then things can get more vivid and focused. But, yeah, beyond seeing that and just, it's just so weird because you know how fucked up this is and how just heinous the act is of like trying to disrupt and prevent the certification of an election, that I still don't know, like, if it's part of me, because my history of seeing crimes being committed by white people is it's not even going to be a fraction of what would have happened if the defendants were people of color or, you know, not part of this idealized version of what an American is. So I do worry, like, if they go soft or we're not knowing. But also, I don't know. I feel a lot too, because I'm also like, man, what the fuck do prisons do anyway? Like, how do we get these people fucking to repent? But also, we need fucking, we got to signal to these people this shit can't ever happen again. It's all a mess. So it's a lot of questions at once that I'm hoping will be answered in ways that feel like justice is actually served.
Yeah. Tommy Lasorda passed away, the Dodgers manager, Mr. L.A., he was like the face of the Dodgers for real. So sad day for Dodgers fans, sad day for L.A. I mean, he had a good run, though, 93, man. He was out here.
I went to school with, like, his, grandkid, I remember. And it was the coolest thing. I remember one time Tommy Lasorda came to pick him up. And we're like, yo, fucking Tommy Lasorda. So yeah. But I mean, he's also said some spicy shit. So.
Did he?
Oh yeah. I mean, when that shit was going down with Donald Sterling and the Clippers. Tommy Lasorda had some things to say that were like, I think he said he thought that V Stiviano would get hit by a car.
Jesus.
Who was the woman who was recording? For recording Sterling's racist rants.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you know, all of our figures are fucked up. So yeah, anyway,
yeah.
I mean, all that Dodgers are this year's World Series champions, or 2020, the fucked year.
Speaking of, Elvis would have been how many years? Like in his 80s? It's his birthday.
He would have been 86.
That's wild.
So it's not like a weird, like, he's younger than Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah,
who just
by
passed
a lot,
away.
By 7 years.
And you think Tommy Lasorda had a take on Donald Sterling and V. Stiviano? What would Elvis do? Is just such an interesting thought experiment, especially given this week. And Jack, when you, I knew about the Nixon visit, but when you really fleshed it out, I'm like, oh, right.
Yeah.
This man was on one.
He was flying on speed and in the White House, giving Nixon a revolver and wearing a cape and asking Nixon, while high out of his mind, asking Nixon to make him the undercover drug czar of America, a position which does not exist. It would have been so interesting to see what that dude ended up doing. Like,
come on, Patriots.
People talk about, and like that, that's one that I would be depressed to see, like, what happened there. But Elvis would have been all sorts of weird and
Depressing. What would he have, like he would probably do a track with Kanye. know what I mean? Because he's like, oh, you know, just thank you very much, MAGA, whatever. I can't even do this, Bill Clinton or whatever. But like, you know, he would have been supporting the fuck out of this president. Who knows what kind of weird shit he would have spoke at that thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's just, that's an interesting thought experiment of MAGA Elvis.
And finally, the reality of the Senate majority that Democrats have or will have is hitting us in the face with news coming out that Joe Manchin is not in favor of the $2,000 stimulus.
He quote would absolutely not support passing a round of $2,000 stimulus checks as a first priority. So he's saying he's not drawing a red line with the checks. He's just saying that's not the first thing that should happen. It should be vaccines. So I'm like, so you want to cut checks for the pharmaceutical companies before you cut checks for the people? Because we're seeing how the vaccine rollout's going. You know, you could just say, all right, open the fucking floodgates on the dough and people can start getting their money, because there's been fuck all in terms of support for lost wages and all these other things. So to then say that that's not the priority is, you know, again, Joe Manchin is he guess he got that D next to his state in the parenthetical, but that doesn't mean shit because they're not living in the same world. And especially him, he's fucking like, you know, he might as well not even be a human. He's a fucking living coal mine that's about to collapse. So
his daughter works for a pharmaceutical company.
Yeah, and she got a bonus. So
yeah,
don't call it pay for play. But yeah, I guess that's the thing. We'll see what happens. I mean, but then it's just funny because Josh Hawley was like all in on $2,000 checks because Trump was with Bernie Sanders. And it's like, now this guy's a fucking, Ugh.
Yeah, it might not matter on the $2,000, but it is just like this is what we'll be dealing with.
Yeah, you have people out here voicing an opinion being like, no, my take is checks after this other thing, rather than being like, let me acknowledge that there are people who aren't like me, who are not just comfortable as shit and need money immediately.
Yeah.
How about that?
I think like, West Virginia has the lowest per capita income.
Or
third lowest in 2015. So, but yeah, shout out to him.
I can't imagine no one in your state would appreciate that money.
Right. Right.
Like, that's what's so fucking weird. Like, how you're even, you go to West Virginia and you're only doing meetings or meet and greets with like sycophant donors and shit who are like, I'm all good. Business is booming. Keep doing your thing. Mm. West Virginia is fine. We have no problems.
All right. That is going to do it for this very strange, very upsetting first week of 2021.
God damn. Why? Why do they come to me to die, Jack?
I do think we need to stop expecting any change in the calendar to change anything about.
Oh, I mean, bless the people who thought that somehow because
can
you're putting
make
a new cat calendar
already?
On the wall is going to change the energy and the momentum of runaway capitalism that's destroyed. Sure, that's what's wild is like 2020 might have just been this motherfucker clearing their throat.
Mm-hmm.
Being like,
yeah. Yeah.
We go.
And this week might have been the coup clearing its throat because, you know, unsuccessful coups often followed by successful ones.
Right. And, you know, a lot of us heard it and said, oh, you don't. They just told you what it was.
Mm-hmm.
They told you what their aim is because that's the only way they will probably have any kind of political influence anymore is through chaos and violence because mathematically, vote-wise, it's starting to not look the same. But let's not forget, what was it, 77 million people voted for the president? Mm-hmm. So look around.
Yep. All right. We are back Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay inside. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.